7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Three Aurora police officers are appealing their recent firings over a photo that reenacted a chokehold used on Elijah McClain. The 23-year-old black man died last year after he was taken into police custody. Last week, the Aurora Police Department fired the three officers for taking and sharing the picture mocking McClain's death. A fourth officer resigned. A city spokesperson says the Aurora Civil Service Commission will decide whether to uphold the disciplinary action. Office buildings in Denver have emptied out during the pandemic, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
For the first time in more than 3 years, companies in downtown Denver are vacating more space than they are taking on. That's according to a report from CBRE, a real estate brokerage company. Businesses look to offload 3.4 million square feet of office space during the second quarter. That's a 33.3% jump compared to the beginning of the year, the report found. CBRE says companies are rethinking space requirements due to large layoffs and work-from-home policies. It could be just the start of a trend towards smaller offices. Across the country, big companies like Twitter and Facebook have said that some employees will be working from home permanently. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver will start to enforce evictions again. The city had stopped in mid-March because of the pandemic. Now, as the state will allow evictions to proceed, Denver has decided to do the same. City spokesperson Kelly Christensen says it was a difficult decision, but the city was swayed by property owners who said they face foreclosure because tenants are not paying rent. Members of Colorado's Oromo community plan to march on the state capitol today. Oromo are the largest ethnic group in Ethiopia, and they're protesting the recent killing of a singer and activist in their home country. Colorado is home to a large Ethiopian community. Hot weather today and through the weekend all across Colorado. This is CPR News.